trick-or-treating in the same old sheets you wore last year.
Now I wish I would have listened in science.
E.P. built his own communicator out of the Fuzzbuster, some bobby pins, a knife and fork, and the UHF tuner from the TV set.
Oh, Elliot. He doesn't look too good anymore.
Don't say that. We're fine.
While Mom was reading Gertie a bedtime story, Elliot cut his finger on a mean-looking saw blade.
Ouch.
It was poison.
Ouch.
My life. Tink, dear Tink, are you dying?
Ouch. E.T.'s finger lit up, just like his heart, and the mysterious light healed Elliot's cut.
Do you believe in fairies? Say quick, would you believe?
I do.
If you believe, clap your hands.
Halloween night. Elliot and Michael dressed E.T. in a sheet,
ready?
Like a ghost.
Ready.
Thank you.
And they took him out on the street. And guess who he saw? A familiar friend from a galaxy far away.
Boom.
Be back 1 hour after sunset, no later.
I'll try as fast as I can, Mike.
Elliot rode to the forest with E.T. in the basket of his bicycle. E.T. thought the ride was too slow and bouncy.
It's too bumpy. We'll have to walk from here.
So he raised that magic finger of his and gave them a lift.
Not so high! Not so high!
The bike soared into the air over the treetops, high as the birds can fly, and higher!